Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, December 5th. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online wagering website with great tools and great perks for the better. Amwager.com. Check it out. You can also get the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to Amwager.com, clicking on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with the Claiming Crown Jewel Stakes, one of a bunch of really interesting races with full fields at Gulfstream Park on opening weekend for the championship meet. This is race six, post time 2:38 Eastern. And Jesus' team is going to take a lot of money, owing to his runner-up finish in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile last month. Perhaps that's rightfully so, but perhaps not, because his last win came in a $25,000 non-winners of two lifetime claiming race in May. All his other efforts, consisting of five races where he finished second, third, or fourth, all stakes came against three-year-olds, and although they included third-place finishes in the Jim Danny and Preakness, they're mostly in short fields. And with the exception of Swiss Skydiver Authentic and Nick's Go, the competition wasn't that great. Jesus' team can win. We'll be using Exacta tickets. There are two horses which absolutely can beat him, and they're more seasoned and just as fast. Those two are Storm Runner and Treasure Trove. Storm Runner won decisively by 8 lengths in June when dropping into a claiming race for the first time, and therefore qualifying for this starter stakes. He was off for 4 months before returning in a starter allowance on grass last month, won pretty easily over a horse named Apprisiato, who we'll see later in the day in the Claiming Crown Emerald. Storm Runner gets the rail, has superb tactical speed, I have little doubt. The comeback race on November 4th, although on grass, was with this race in mind for Dale Romans. Storm Runner has won on the Gulfstream main track, and at anywhere near his 4-1 morning line odds is a good bet. Treasure Trove has been first or second in 8 of 10 this year, including his last race in mid-October, which was scheduled for turf but run on dirt. He won gamely by a neck. It was claimed by Maker, who literally has made a career out of claiming horses and winning stakes. Gaffalione gets the call and was the number one rider for the barn at Keeneland this fall. This hard-knocking four-year-old with 6 wins and 3 runner-ups in 16 dirt races should be an Exacta at the least. That's Treasure Trove. Win bets in the Claiming Crown Jewel Race 6 Gulfstream Saturday, December 5th, post 2:38 Eastern. Win bets Storm Runner and Treasure Trove at 2-1. And this is the kind of race where you should use a dutching tool when making multiple win bets. Dutching tool helps you do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. It lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly to help you, and there's a free one at amwager.com, among many other features, and the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. For Exactas, we're going to box Storm Runner, Treasure Trove, and Jesus' team, and we'll play doubles in race 6. Storm Runner, Treasure Trove, and Jesus' team in race 7. Artie's Rumor, Temple, and Over the Channel. Moving on to race 7, this is the Claiming Crown Emerald Stakes, 3:08 Eastern. Temple is one of five in the 12-horse field for the Mike Maker barn, and as a stakes winner eligible for the starter stakes, gets the slight edge. Better still, he's 4-8 on the Gulfstream Park turf and won the Gio Ponti Stakes at this distance on the grass in New York nearly a year ago this week. His last race sets him up for an A effort good enough to win, as he rallied from 6th of 11 early and was getting to the winner with every stride at the end. Over the Channel opens at 15-1, making it very difficult to ignore him considering wagers we're going to make in this race. He's been first or second in 6 of 7 this year, all on grass, and he's only been worse than second one time in 6 races on the Gulfstream Park turf. Paco Lopez rode him back-to-back for wins in the fall of 2019, didn't ride for a long time, rode him to a runner-up effort last time out at the end of October of 2-month layoff. Usually you don't see one of Gulfstream's leading riders at 15-1, and I expect Over the Channel to run another big race and make us some profit. Artie's Rumor is another Maker trainee, and it's notable that Irad Ortiz Jr. takes the call. Typical of Maker's prowess, Artie's Rumor, who was entered in sixth straight allowance or starter allowance races between January and September, was claimed first time he was in for a claiming price in September and immediately won off the claim for Maker. The win came at the distance on turf in a pretty tough field. It was a career-best effort, giving him a big shot today. There are at least six others we'll consider for used exotics, and I'll get to them when we get to the exacta portion of this bet. Claiming Crown Emerald Stakes, Race 7, Gulfstream Post, 3:08, December 5th, Saturday. Win bets, consider Temple, Over the Channel, Artie's Rumor, 3-1 or more. I'll probably bet at least two of them and use a Dutching tool at Amwager to help me make my bets. Exactas, Temple, Over the Channel, Artie's Rumor, Over, Temple, Over the Channel, Artie's Rumor, Apreciado, Tusk, Hieroglyphics, High Noon Rider, Morning Stride, and Sniper Kitten. Exact the box, Temple, Over the Channel, Artie's Rumor. Then I'll play a trifecta for 50 cents. Temple, Over the Channel, Artie's Rumor, Over All, Over Temple, Over the Channel, and Artie's Rumor. This serves as a complement to the exacta. The exacta you win, of course, first and second. This covers first and third. If all three run first, second or third, you win them both. Moving across the state of Florida to the Tampa Bay Downs for the Sandpiper Stakes, Race 9, Post 4:19 Eastern on Saturday, 12:05. Hole Bodemeister returned from 2.5 months off near the end of October and won as she pleased by almost 5 lengths in spite of having to wait for a path to run on the turn. She had shown promise when winning her second start in July, finished fifth in the stakes after that in August. The short rest after that seems to have done her a world of good, as she not only won but did so with a lot of maturity when relaxing in third early. Hot jockey Sammy Camacho rides, and we should expect nice improvement second off the layoff. Gulf Coast won in her career debut last month with a mature rally from fourth, and in spite of going wide in the turn, she's given away experience to most of these as a second-time starter, but she appears talented, and as she ships in from the other side of the stake, she's been training at Palmettos, and gets Gallardo, she must be considered a contender. Hara, like Hole Bodemeister, has run a number of times, six to be exact. She finished second in her debut, then won by six, then ran poorly in a pair of stakes when moving from Florida to New York. Rested 2 months, back to Florida, she was beaten just a neck in a strong effort in October. She won last month in a dead heat while fighting the last 3/8 of a mile. Danny Centeno gets on with a good post to stalk. Whatever horses want the lead here, Hara could be in the thick of the action. Sandpiper Stakes, Race 9, Tampa, Saturday, December 5th, 4:19 Eastern. Win bet, Hole Bodemeister at 5-2. Consider a second win bet on Gulf Coast or Hara at 3-1 or more, whichever is the highest odds. And this is exactly the kind of race where a Dutching tool like the free one at Amwager really comes in handy. It proportions your bets based on the odds. You don't have to do any kind of math. And in this case, you can bet two or three horses when you have an edge. For the exacta box, Hole Bodemeister, Gulf Coast, and Hara. And then a second exacta of Hole Bodemeister, Gold Coast, and Hara over Hole Bodemeister, Gulf Coast, Hara. Special Princess, Little Nesso, Feeling Mischief, Nurse Judy, Battle Cry, and Briella. I'll say it again. In the second position is Hole Bodemeister, Gulf Coast, Hara. Special Princess, Little Nesso, Feeling Mischief, Nurse Judy, Battle Cry, and Briella. And a bonus race on the Key Races and Bets blog for Saturday, 12:05. We're going to go to Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Racing opening week for the Starlet Stakes, Race 5, Post 5:28 Eastern, 2:28 Pacific. And Astute here opens the second choice, probably 7-5. Sticks out. It's not the favorite. Baffert's Princess Nora's favorite, even though she ran poor fifth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. She didn't have the figures to win that day. I took a stand against her. She doesn't have the figures to win here. She doesn't have a pace edge. Astute has both. And even if Calypso wants to lead early, Astute can sit second and win. I will bet Astute in the Starlet Stakes at Los Alamitos, Race 5, Post 5:28 Eastern, 2:28 Pacific. I will bet this filly at even money or more as a low odds overlay win bet. Thanks for listening to the Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at Amwager.com. Check out Amwager.com. Become a member. It's free. You'll be glad you did. Make some money. Talk to you next week.